This morning, in a speech to police officers and sheriffs, President Trump forcefully defended his travel bans on all refugees and travelers from seven majority Muslim countries and said this about courts which have blocked the bans.
Courts seem to be so political, and it would be so great for our justice system if they would be able to read a statement and do what's right. And that has to do with the security of our country, which is so important. Right now, we are at risk because of what happened.
Well, a ruling on his travel bans could come today from the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court in San Francisco. And that floor fight continues in the Senate after Republicans silenced the Democrat Elizabeth Warren as she tried to read a 30-year-old letter from Coretta Scott King. Brian Naylor is the NPR Washington correspondent who's been watching all of this. Brian, start with your thoughts on the president's speech this morning.
Well, Robin, you know, it was interesting. I mean, you could almost see him wrestling with this. He was trying to seem measured and not to criticize any of the judges individually, but he couldn't resist making his thoughts known. He talked about how it's a far greater threat, the threat of terrorism, than people understand. And it's very clear to him that he has the authority to impose this ban. He said, you know, even a bad high school student would understand this. And what stands out, I think, is that, you know, while presidents have often argued with judges and with courts in the past, for a president to be weighing in this manner, in this kind of language, while a court is considering its ruling is very unusual. I'm not sure it's going to help him get the decision he wants. But it seems to me to indicate that he really has trouble with the judiciary being an independent branch that holds a check over the executive.
Well, President Trump also doubled down on his claim that the murder rate is the highest it's been in 47 years. That is false. It's actually almost at its lowest, although according to the FBI, it is spiking in places like Chicago. And President Trump made a call for police and sheriffs to drop a dime on illegal, undocumented immigrants who may be responsible for drugs and what Trump called rising crime rates.
You know the illegals. You know them by their first name. You know them by their nicknames. You have that power. The federal government can never be that precise, but you're in the neighborhoods. You know the bad ones. You know the good ones. I want you to turn in the bad ones. Call Secretary Kelly's representatives.
That's, of course, the Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. Look, Brian, police in sanctuary cities have told us dropping a dime on undocumented immigrants destroys the police ability to work in those neighborhoods because they're then not trusted. Your sense of the president calling on his officers in front of him to do this?
Yeah, this was very interesting. I mean, you know, the previous administrations, including the Obama administration, have prioritized people here, with undocumented people here that commit severe crimes, were at the top of their list for deportation. So there's nothing new with that. But yeah, what's different is that, you know, he made a direct appeal to sheriffs and police chiefs to call the Department of Homeland Security and report some of these people, even though as you say, it may not be the policy of these cities, but he was asking law enforcement to go over the heads of policymakers, much in the way I think that he tries to reach out to people going over the heads of the media using Twitter. I don't know if they're going to set up a hotline at the Department of Homeland Security for law enforcement to call in, nor do they have at the moment the resources that they need to go after a lot of these folks.
Yeah. Well, we want to touch on Senator Elizabeth Warren's dust up last night. She was part of a night-long protest of the nomination of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. She went on Facebook after Republican leaders came to the floor and used Senate rules to silence her floor speech. She was reading a 1986 letter from Coretta Scott King opposing a judgeship for Jeff Sessions, who was then a federal prosecutor. Here's a portion of the letter that Coretta Scott King wrote as Elizabeth Warren read it on Facebook.
Mr. Sessions has used the awesome power of his office to chill the free exercise of the vote by black citizens in the district he now seeks to serve as a federal judge. This simply cannot be allowed to happen.
Now, Brian, now it's all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Other Democrats have gotten up on the floor and also read from the letter. Did Republicans make it worse for themselves by cutting her off? Some people would say they've heard far worse on the Senate floor from senators about other senators.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, people believe that most people believe, I think, that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is a pretty smart guy. And so maybe there's a long game that I'm missing here. But I don't think this episode casts him or Republicans in a very good light. And it certainly fired up the Democratic base. Senator Warren had some 6 million viewers on Facebook Live when she read that letter, far more than would have been tuned into C-SPAN. So I think this is more of a reflection about how much animosity there is in what used to be a very clubby place, the U.S. Senate.
Brian Naylor, Washington correspondent for NPR. We'll post the letter ourselves at herenow.org so people can see it. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.